What you just heard was a song by Joanna Brooke. It's called Going Through the Veil, Becoming a Swan. Joanna Brooke was a pioneer of electronic music, and she studied under Terry O'Reilly and Robert Ashley in the 1960s, 70s. And in the 80s, she released a series on cassettes on Hummingbird Productions label. Lots of bird references here. Very new agey. She only released a couple of albums, one that's called Healing Music, and then another one in 1981, Sounds of the Sea. And this is a sort of compilation that was re-released quite recently. And then before that, you heard a song by Ute Wassermann from her album Bird Talk that was released last year. And Ute, well, you heard, she masks her voice with bird whistles. She has this sort of hybrid vocal persona, and she says she does everything that is forbidden in classical singing circles. So she uses a lot of her body to find different voices. She sort of tilts her head or spine if it helps her produce a sharp nasal sound, and all this stuff is not allowed apparently. And the title of the album derives from a sort of incident that took place in Hong Kong when she was performing, and a security guard asked her if a lot of noise musicians get asked if what they do is actually singing or playing music. And when she explained that it was a song that was inspired by birds, this person said that, oh, you're not singing, you're just bird talking. That was sort of my two pieces about about those two songs. And next up is going to be Hollis Taylor. She is an American-born Australian zoomusicologist. She's also a composer and plays violin. And she's very well known for arguing that birdsong should actually be approached as music. So traditional sort of musicology excludes anything that is not created by humans. And so this is quite the statement to make. She says that birdsong actually have aesthetic character. They have sort of technique, inventiveness that is similar to human compositions. And this sort of, along with sort of behavioral evidence, would support the conclusion that birds have this aesthetic sensibility. She recorded a lot of songs of the Pied Butcher Bird. This is sort of an Australian native bird. And she sort of saw that these butcher birds can sort of rehearse. They learn new songs and sounds. They create variations on their own themes. And they also perform where there is no actual apparent bird audience. So they sort of just perform for themselves. And in her compositions, she uses actual bird songs from these butcher birds and also others, and plays with musicians that then sort of mimic these sounds. So they try to sort of complement the butcher bird song.
Thank you.
So the song you just heard was a song by Jamie Branch called Birds of Paradise from a 2019 record that Branch put out. And before that, as mentioned, you heard Hollis Taylor, and that was Owen Springs Reserve, a song that she recorded together with some other musicians in 2014. And what I forgot to tell you about Hollis Taylor is that she put out an album maybe around 2005 that's called Absolute Bird. And I think that is possibly the best bird-related album title. And it's also a very good album. A little bit hard to find, though. Next up, I'm going to play two songs by Heijin Jang, Wings Customization and Machine Birds Fly from Me and the Glass Birds, 2023, so an album that came out this year. And this album is basically, it sort of has a narrative arc about the creation of a flock of artificial birds. So from incubation in a mysterious eggs to this customization of electronic feathers and wings. And then you hear a lot of mechanized chirps and noises. So this is going to be a little bit heavier than the last couple of songs.
Oh,